It's Derek here from Bomb Socks, and welcome to the Bomb Bites podcast. Hey, if you're new to Bomb Bites, it's a service from our company Bomb Socks to help be a resource to you as you're studying along with the Come Follow Me curriculum for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Hope you enjoy today's episode. Okay, to start off this message today, I want to share with you a little story. Back when I was a missionary for the church, I was up in the South Dakota Rapid City Mission, as it was known at the time. This was back in the early 90s. We would do what was called a little survey, and it was a little religious survey, and it would get us to engage with people, and most people were actually pretty cool about it, the way we would approach them about this. It would either be at their doorstep or on the streets or whatever. We would just say, hey, do you have a second? We can just ask you some questions, just a simple survey, you know, non-threatening, whatever. And the first question was, do you believe in God or Jesus Christ? And most people would say, yeah, absolutely, I do. We would then say, do you believe the Bible to be the Word of God? And most everybody was just like, yep, that is the good book. That is God's good word, right? And whether or not they had read it a lot, but most people acknowledged that it was God's word. And then we would say, do you believe in Jesus Christ and that he was crucified and that he was resurrected on the third day? Most everybody's like, yep, he is Jesus Christ. We love him, grateful for him. He is my personal savior, all of that. And then the next question we would say, do you think it is possible that Jesus Christ could have visited other parts of the world after his resurrection, such as the Far East or perhaps even the Americas? And most people were like, he's Jesus. I mean, he was resurrected. Of course he could be, right? And then we would say, if a record of such an event was brought forth, how do you think that record would be received of Jesus Christ visiting other parts of the world? Most people surprisingly would say, oh, I would hope it would be received very well, right? And we're just like, okay, this is awesome. And then we would say, if we could share such a record with you, would you be willing to invest some of your time to determine its worth and perhaps even its truthfulness? And a lot of people, I mean, this is where we started seeing some people tap out, but there were still a lot of people that were like, yeah, you know what? That's awesome. I would hope it would be received well. And yeah, if you could show me a record of Jesus Christ visiting other parts of the world, that would be so cool. Then of course, we would pull out a copy of the Book of Mormon. And right at that moment, everybody's like, nope. Sorry, I have already got a Bible and that's your Mormon's book and now we don't believe in that, and that's where we'd see a lot of problems. And I'm sitting there just going, oh, you people, you are fulfilling Revelation. You are fulfilling prophecy. Chapter 29 and chapter 30 of 2 Nephi talk about you people. Now, I wouldn't really say that, but the idea there is like, this is a fulfillment of prophecy. In fact, you go to chapter 29, you go to verse number 3, well-known verses, because my words shall hiss forth, many of the Gentiles shall say, a Bible, we have got a Bible. And there cannot be any more Bible. So a lot of people look at our church and it's like, why do you Mormons feel like you need another Bible? So if I was in a classroom setting, this is what I would do. I would put people together in pairs, or I would let them read together, and you would search 2 Nephi 29 verses 4 through 14, and then you hop over to chapter 30 verses 2 through 8. So it's basically the end of chapter 29 and the start of chapter 30, and see if you can come up with an answer that would help someone who has this concern. Why do you feel like you need another Bible? And I really believe every single verse has got something. What you could do is this. You could say, God has given us more scripture so that, and then you go through these verses and see how you could do that. I love chapter 29, verse number 9, where it says, I do this that I may prove unto many that I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. So God has given us more scripture that we may know that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That the way he worked with the Jews in Jerusalem is the same way that he works with the Nephites and the Lamanites in the Americas, and it's the same way that he works with us today. That is another reason why I believe we need additional scripture to help us see other examples of how God works with his children. You go down to verse number 14. Here's another one. God has given us more scripture so that we may know that he is God and that he covenanted with Abraham and that he would remember his seed forever. That is something that is a very valuable message for you and I today. You go over to chapter 30. You get verse number 5. God has given us more scripture so that I may be restored to the knowledge of my fathers and also to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Now, I love the Bible. I really do. I believe in the Bible. I believe in Jesus Christ in the Bible. I love the Old Testament. I love the New Testament. I love what I learn about Jesus Christ from there. I know more about Jesus Christ because of what I've read in the Book of Mormon. It has provided more clarity to me. It has helped me understand him better. So as a Christian who reads the Bible, I love Jesus. As a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints who loves the Book of Mormon, I love Jesus even more. So that's the beautiful thing about this. The Book of Mormon will help you appreciate Jesus Christ even more. The Bible helps you be a good Christian. I get that. the Book of Mormon will help you be an even better Christian. You know, many of you remember the talk from Elder Holland in 2008 about the Book of Mormon. It was called My Words Never Cease, where he just spits fire about the Book of Mormon. He just absolutely loves it. Some Christians, in large measure, because of their genuine love for the Bible, have declared that there can be no more authorized scripture beyond the Bible. In thus pronouncing the canon of Revelation closed, our friends in some other faith shut the door on divine expression that we in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints hold dear. The Book of Mormon, the Doctrine and Covenants, the Pearl of Great Price, and the ongoing guidance received by God's anointed prophets and apostles, imputing no ill will to those who take such a position. Nevertheless, we respectfully but resolutely reject such an unscriptural characterization of true Christianity. So I love how the Lord wants the gospel to go to all people and that his word is not limited to the Bible. I am grateful for the Book of Mormon. I am grateful for the truthfulness of it, and I'm grateful of how it has helped me understand Jesus even better. I love it, and I know that it's true. If you'd like to check out our video that goes with today's podcast, you can find us on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook by simply searching Bomb Socks. That's BOMSOCKS. And be sure to check out our amazingly comfortable gospel-themed socks at bombsocks.com. Thanks for listening, and hope you'll join us again for more episodes of Bomb Bites. Godspeed, and have a great day.